Devon Vell was back at full participation in Thursday's joint practice against the Rams, listed among the session's returns in Jeff Nowak's practice notes at Odyssey. That is the week's one verified Vell fact, and it cuts two ways. Good that he's fully working, and quietly informative that he had something to return from. His name had not been in the performer charting for a stretch, and no diagnosis ever surfaced in anything we can attribute. The opportunity around him kept growing without him. Jordan Tyson, the 8th overall pick drafted to be the number 2 receiver, will miss around 2 months with his hamstring, a timeline running into October, per Ian Rapoport at NFL Network. Velly, a big-bodied slot whose value is made entirely by target volume, stuck third in line at best behind Chris Olave and the rookie, as our June preview framed it, now has the second man in line shelved deep into the season. The longer that runway gets, the more it matters who actually runs down it. This week, the reporting shows someone else doing so. Rookie Bryce Lance caught 5 of 6 targets from Tyler Shough on Thursday, with 2 red zone touchdowns against the Rams' starting corners, drawing Kellen Moore's praise. Contested catches against really talented corners, per Nowak. Vele did not surface in that charting, nor in the coverage of Saturday's 34-0 loss in Los Angeles, where Jalen Moreno Cropper's 25-yard catch was the receiving note that made Ross Jackson's recap at Louisiana Sports. That is the week in full. The squeeze in front of Vell loosened again, and the player it loosened for still has not forced his way into the reporting, while a different young receiver has. The checkables now are stark. Whether Vell makes a charted case in the finale against Dallas, and where he lands at Sunday's cut to 53, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.